The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's like gold, no place like gold, just like gold, there ain't no place like gold. I stand, tell me about my clothes, them boy. Jump them, I see, think I homeless, boy. Need a doctor, cause I homesick, boy. Thank the Lord I get a home. I come in home, tell my Grammy break the joint, okay. Tell the DJ play some ratings, okay. From the island I ain't from, those states. Buy one ticket and I on my way. I come in home, tell my mommy break the Johnny bread. Tell my cousin I won't call her back. Tell the DJ play some ratings, okay. From the island, I ain't from no state. I come in home, it ain't no place like home. It ain't no place like home. It ain't no place like home.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 3rd of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin. Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch green, but I think I know what you're talking about, ghetto picnic sauce. Right? So listen, that song we started the show with is called Home by a youngish man, artist name, ghetto picnic sauce. And the first time I saw this boy perform on the Mic Check, the Red Mic, the Bahamian Red Mic series, mm-hmm. I say, man, this boy got talent, but I can't play none of this song on the radio. None of it could come on the radio, right? I said, but this boy have talent. But more than anything, right, he is so deeply rooted in who he is, right? Like, he's like a rapper, but he ain't no American rapper, right? He's definitely Bahamian. And then I hear this song, and I was like, who this is? And I had to ask my producer to help me because I old, and he's a music man. And oh, when I find this song, and then the lyrics, the first lyrics, the boy say, I think I can't dress, eh? I say, he say, Trump think I ain't got nowhere to go, eh? And I say, hold on. It is the song I was looking for because it's independence, and today it's going to be a culture day, and I can't find very many Bahamian songs that are political in nature. Of course, we got KB. KB produced a couple catalogs of political songs for us. We ain't dissing KB. We're talking about a slightly more modern politic. And one little boy named Ghetto Picnic Sauce just come up with this song, and the first two lines are about exactly what Bahamians experiencing right now. I said, song is brilliant. And then I already had a show themed out. So I got two sets of guests in studio with me, right? The first set of guests we're talking to, they're going to introduce themselves in a moment. Some exciting Bahamians doing exciting things. And then I got Andrew Gomez from Black Bed Poetry Slam. Mm-hmm. The theme for July's Poetry Slam is home heritage. So I say, man, this is a perfect, perfect marriage. So today, we're going to start the show by talking to two special Bahamians. Y'all going to find out something in a minute, right? And then Andrew is going to help us walk through some of these new Bahamian songs, right? And hear what home and heritage means to this new generation of Bahamians. Now, my guests know my name, but I don't know their name, not quite yet, right? And the type of thing they do confuse the enemy is their mantra, right? So I sure they're here to get me today. But Andrew Gomez is joining me for the Black Bed Poetry Slam. We can promo that. Mm-hmm. But these ladies are here with the Black Bed Body Slam because we have a power lifter in the building and her management team, who also looks like she could pick up two small cars. and slam them together like cymbals or tambourine. Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good morning. We're good.
It's my pleasure. Like, I actually am excited to highlight, right, what it is that you're doing, who you are, and what it is that you're doing. Because for me, the idea of a Bahamian woman, right, like some of these songs we can play today, you get it. For Bahamian men, they looking for beauty, right? And they know what Bahamian beauty is. For me, the image of a woman, a Bahamian woman, has always been strength. It's always been strength. From George Simonette, Eight Babies, where she'd leave him to mind the babies because she had to go out and do the hard, hard, hard work. All the way to the superwash commercial where mamas have to put Johnny in the big boy. I mean, she literally is picking him up and put him in the big boy washer once a week, the hard work at the end of the week. The Bahamian woman is a symbol of strength. So to be able to highlight the careers of women bodybuilders and power lifters as we walk into independence, because this country has survived also because of the strength of the Bahamian woman. As simple as that. I say also, not only because of, but also because of the strength of a Bahamian. See, a Bahamian woman, the man make her upset. She picked the whole household up. Y'all remember chattel houses? Houses that were built on blocks so that you could pick up the house and move it to the new property. She pick up the whole house. And if he ain't paying attention, he get pick up with it. Oh, you thought you was leaving me? Hey, I'll pick up this whole house and take you with me, sir. Strength of a Bahamian woman. So ladies, please introduce yourself and tell us what your specific discipline is.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Krishanda Oliver, and I am the powerlifter, the strong woman. Also, the very first Bahamian female powerlifter to make it to nationals, USA, and also I qualified for Worlds. Yes.
You qualified?
For Worlds, yes. Powerlifting Worlds.
Okay, my producer said let's switch the mics out.
Okay.
Yeah, let's switch the mics out. There we go.
Okay. Is it better?
And you're going to get as close to the mic as possible. You can't shout or startle a power lifter, okay? Okay, be very gentle. All right, so you've qualified for the Worlds.
Worlds last year, yes. Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was that like, competing at the Worlds?
I didn't make it because, once again, being a woman, kind of, it can hinder you sometimes, but our bodies go through a lot.
Okay.
And I had to sit a year out due to medical reasons. Okay. So I wasn't able to get to train the way that I usually train. So I wasn't able to, I qualified, got the invitation. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to make it, but rest assured, I will be there this year.
All right, this is good. Let me tell
next
you.
Next year, sorry.
Let me tell you why. Have y'all ever watched Physical 100? It's a Korean sports show, or Physical Asia, where all the Asian countries, they put forward teams of five, mm-hmm. and all the team members are from a sporting discipline.
You may have seen clips of it. Yeah.
The Bahamas, mm-hmm. we're going to be putting the team forward for Physical World soon. I want to see Bahamians compete against the Mongolians. I believe, like, if there was ever a sister country for Bahamians, it's the Mongolians, mm-hmm. right? Like, because they're sort of small, but they powerful. They pack a heavy punch, like mm-hmm. the muscle-to-power ratio is super strong. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what has been your most recent competition?
My most recent competition after about a year and a half off was the Magic City Liftoff in Miami.
Okay.
Where I won my category, 90 kg category. And I won best lifter, overall female lifter.
Give me a sense of what 90 kg is in pounds and in islands, right? Like, is 90 kg close to a size Andrus?
No. Okay. 90 kg is about anything over 180. So one,
that's
between
weight?
180
no,
and
no,
189.
That's
yes.
That's
so I'm about 180, 185.
Okay.
Yes. I usually stick to the 82 kg category, but I got bumped up.
All right.
Because I was a pound over, but it's fine.
All
so
right.
I had to compete with people that have been training for that, who are heavier than me, essentially.
Yeah, and been training at that
weight. Yeah, so I was bumped up into a category that I had never competed in. Won it, and won best lifter.
Hold on, you won it?
Yeah. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, that's a Bahamian. Yeah. Because we come in small, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, it's the reverse. So on the outside, I'm size Andrus, but on the inside, I'm size Rumkey. But for most of us, mm-hmm. on the outside, you think you're dealing with a Rumkey.
Yeah.
But then you find out on the mat.
Yeah.
You're dealing with the whole of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas
wrapped up
into one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you took a year off because mm-hmm. of
medical reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Does the sport accommodate, right? Like, is there an equity mm-hmm. within the sport that accommodates the fact that women and men's bodies are different? So we know we compete in different categories altogether. Mm-hmm. But in terms of qualification and training, like, because of a medical reason, does your ranking drop?
No, it doesn't work like that. Powerlifting is a very forgiving sport.
Okay.
Once you've acquired a certain scoring, that doesn't go away.
Okay.
The key is you just stop, but the key is to just continue and start again. And once you start again, they just continue to add to that scoring.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very forgiving sport, a very welcoming community. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I truly enjoy this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I watch a lot of social media, mm-hmm. and I love to see the clips with male and female bodybuilders, mm-hmm. athletes, like strong people. Mm-hmm. And then when the woman will pick up the man.
Yeah.
Right? And then every once in a while he'll wilt because he's not threatened mm-hmm. by a strong woman picking him up.
Yeah, you love to see it.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I want to push you to that point, mm-hmm. miss, mm-hmm. where you get up and pick me up and say, wait, let me put you down on this bench. Right? Locally, mm-hmm. do you have the same sort of attitude towards women in the sport?
Oh, I think so. I always try to encourage people in the sport. I get people that come up to me all the time and ask, what is it that I do? And when I explain it, they want to know more about it. I have encouraged many people to join the sport because mm-hmm. it's growing here now. Mm-hmm. And I love to see women doing strong things in the gym.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. I see all the time when I'm deadlifting or squatting, men just stop and stare because mm-hmm. they can't believe someone of my stature, my size, can push 300 plus pounds in a squat. A deadlift, 400 plus pounds on a deadlift. So I always encourage women to try and get to know more about the sport and get involved in the sport if that's where you think you should be.
Absolutely. Producer, yeah. Can we play the song by Tommy Guns? This is...
Do you want a man? She don't have nobody. I want you be my girl, but she don't have nobody. She ain't looking for no love. Stop don't pay no bills. I try to change your mind. Let's find somewhere to chill. She want come out from skates. She want red pork from dread. Then colors by the sea. One more shot and I get dead. My car just a climb. All my money gone. She telling me good night. She done need and she drunk. That's just how they go. Easy as they come. That's just how I go. They don't love no one. I work out, got plenty girls. All they want is money. They come out to have fun.
Okay, I wanted to get to the song where you realize he still loved them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he still loved them, right? Yeah. When you... See, maybe he don't realize... Ain't plenty car service in Abaco. When your car break down on that long road, you can pick it up and push the jack under it. The Abaco gal's strong. So sitting next to you, I would love for you to introduce yourself, your management.
Yes, my manager.
Your manager and trainer. Good morning, ma'am.
Morning, Keshe and Brista. I'm the manager, not the trainer.
Okay.
She's the trainer.
Okay.
So she actually trains me as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're managing her professional career.
Yeah, I manage her career.
Correct.
All right, so you the trainer.
Correct.
Because I wanted to ask the trainer, yeah. right, how, like, I'm 50, mm-hmm. and I know I need to maintain muscle. As mm-hmm. I get older, ladies and men, you lose muscle. You
Correct.
Have to maintain muscle as you're getting older. Can I incorporate a power lifting routine into my regular gym session? And I know, like, there's a discipline within fitness, mm-hmm. where it's like a, they call them like naturaltarians. So they don't train in gyms. They train mm-hmm. outdoors and they use what they find mm-hmm. as tools,
so
right?
What, like mm-hmm. calisthenics?
So yeah,
basically.
Kind of like, so mm-hmm. I at home, I need mm-hmm. the 2 5-gallon bottles with the handle. Mm-hmm. Like I could practice lifting them once I have the proper technique.
Yes, mm-hmm. proper technique, mm-hmm. proper form.
All right.
I preach that before anything, before strength.
So before we do any powerlifting, we really should do 1 or 2 sessions with a trainer.
Correct.
And the trainer may say, hey, you're going to need to do 4 or 5 more sessions with me before I let you go
get
out
familiar,
on your own.
Get familiar right. with the technique and the form. Form is always important because that's going to help you with pulling the heavy weight.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's correct, then we can work on strength.
All right.
Yeah, so form is the base.
So I'm wondering how much of culture, right? How much of the culture has shifted, our thinking? Because I wonder, like, are Bahamian men threatened by the idea that they women could pick them up?
I can't pick up my guy, but...
Are you dating a power lifter, or did you all have a contract at the beginning of the relationship? Like, listen...
He's into fitness.
Okay,
he's
not
a power lifter yet.
I don't think we'd ever be... Anatomically, I don't think we'd ever be that strong to do something like that.
Listen, some of y'all don't test it, though.
There are absolutely some...
No, I was telling some of the men, don't test me.
Go on. No, that's about technique. There are absolutely some people you can
Some people,
up.
Yes.
Some men...
Yeah, but they got to be light, though.
Right, so there is a...
They got to be light.
So not every woman could pick up every man.
No.
But a woman who has trained appropriately could pick up a man that's bigger than her.
Then we also got to understand dead
pounds.
Weight and...
Yeah.
Weight that doesn't move is completely different.
Y'all play along, man. Man, y'all play along. Listen, I got a caller. They want to jump into this conversation. Good morning, caller.
Jumping right in. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
And happy... Pride Day, they said it.
Yes, today.
Do you remember a lady by the name of Natasha Newbold?
No, but enlighten me.
She used to be one of the first female power lifters around here.
Okay.
God mm-hmm. bless the dead. Mm-hmm. She, after Batelco, we worked at Batelco, there, me and Candy mm-hmm. uh-huh. Gibson. We were all worked for many years together.
Okay.
And she used to be a power lifter. She was... She even used to travel internationally, mm-hmm. and she was the leading female powerlifter there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She had her husband was a fire engine driver. Well, he worked in the fire department. I think he was a driver.
Okay.
She had 3 girls, no boys, and she after Batelco, she just changed her lifestyle and just gradually dissipated. You know, she. Didn't die very nice, but, you know, we all remember. Her name was Natasha Newbold. Mm-hmm. And like I say, happy Pride Day.
Yes.
And you know what that means, Ms. Green?
Mm-hmm.
Pride Estate Number Park is being cleaned as we speak.
This is beautiful.
And you got to have pride to live in pride. Happy Pride Day. And guess what, Ms. Dean, before I go?
Yes, sir.
I was invited to the Garden Hills constituency meeting last evening, and I went and attended with my wheelie walker because I couldn't walk good.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in my entire life, I ever won a raffle.
And
they had a little raffle.
What'd you win?
Doing things, and I won this big basket full of things. I think it's valued about $400.
What?
Yeah, man. It even had one of the famous things we used to wear called pouch.
Yeah.
Leather pouch of brass and leather.
All I'm thinking about is how much Gnep you could hold in your basket
and
in your pouch
pocket. It had all kind of things, fruits, vegetables, even some drinks. And this leather pouch, I think I want something cost about $400.
That's wonderful.
First raffle I ever win. In 75 years. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing that little bit of history about Natasha Newbold.
Yeah, I've heard about her.
All right. Yeah. I have another text here that says, does lifting affect a woman's ability to have kids?
No. Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really say per se, but to my understanding, from what I've heard, fitness actually... clears up the passageway for that, and you actually can get you can be more fertile when you're when you're working out.
Right.
And then you strengthen your pelvic floor as well, so, which is necessary.
Yeah. So I think powerlifting is actually so conditioning the body for better
not even just
pregnancy and delivery experience.
Yes. Just also, fitness within itself, being healthy within itself. Yes.
Right.
You're just gonna help everything you do got to be safe with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in fact, I texted for me, I'm a little silly, right? But the idea that I could pick up a man means it's easier to make a baby. Y'all men stay safe out there. Yes, texted us up me. Good morning. Yes, Mrs. Newbold was good. She won many international competitions. I'm going to have to do a little research. I'm going to call Mr. Stanley Mitchell, sports historian, and we're going to do a little research on that. Okay, so.
You got to acknowledge the people that came before us. Yeah.
Absolutely. Miss Oliver, when are you competing next?
I have a regional meet. I haven't decided where it's going to be yet, but I have a regional meet that's coming up and in September. So that will be my next meet. I haven't decided if it's Southwestern or was it North?
It's the it's four regions, so it's either West Coast, Southwest, Southeastern, or Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to decide.
Southwest, they pick up horses. Midwest, they pick up cows. But in the Bahamas, we pick up shark. We pick up shark and throw it away from us, right? Yeah. We all have our secret weapon. Do you have a... So two parts. Do you have a secret weapon, something that you bring with you to every event that inspires you? It could be a song, or it could be a thing. It could be a ganep, a conch salad. And is there a local food? Like, is there something that's local, a superfood that you use in your training to strengthen your body? Because Usain Bolt say Jamaica got the yellow yam.
The sweet I don't know if the sweet potato is local here, is it?
Well, white sweet potato,
white one.
The bonita?
I eat more of the orange one, though.
Okay.
I don't think that's, that's a staple in my diet.
Okay, so the ground provision, the orange sweet potato.
Yeah, I keep my meals as clean as I possibly can.
All right.
But we have to eat a lot as powerlifters because you're building strength, you're building muscle constantly. You have to eat. I feel like we eat more meals than probably any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I travel, all I can take with me is my beliefs and the things that I grew up on, that I stand on, my discipline, my commitment to the sport. God, first and foremost. So I always acknowledge that on the platform. That's the first thing I say when I get on the platform. Like, this is your strength, not mine. I'm just borrowing it. And that's how I move through when I compete. I remember that.
Now, back to the theme, home and heritage, right? We're going to make a transition soon, and let me prep the producer. Producer, the next song I want you to play is the one by Kanan Foya, Bahamian Gals. However, you are my producer. So whatever you feel inspired to play off this list, I will accept. Home and heritage is the theme for the Poetry Slam. Mm-hmm. Can we do more here for you as an athlete to prepare you for international competition?
Yes, absolutely. The ministry has been extremely helpful when it came to worlds and certain events that I've attended.
Mm-hmm.
However, we need an active federation.
Okay.
And there is one. It's not active. We would like for it to be active.
We need to reactivate the federation.
The sport is growing. So the people that have been in charge need to somehow get it going again.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to happen. We're now competing as single athletes. We can say we're from the Bahamas, but it's to say we're sent here from there. Yeah, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different on the wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
So we want that to be something that we're able to stand on, carry our flag. Now, I rep the Bahamas wherever I go when I compete. But to be able to say we're representing our country based on our sport, that's an amazing feeling.
Yes.
You know? So I think that's what we need to work on here in the Bahamas.
Now, for us, the spectators, so the government is stepping up, right? We're revitalizing. They are walking with y'all, with the athletes, as we move towards our goal.
Yes.
But us, the people, what we need to come out and watch the events,
When there are events, yes, come out and watch and support the sport. It's always along with it being entertaining, it's very it's amazing to see how strong these women and these men are. This is like unbelievable to me, and I'm a part of the sport. Like, I'm wowed daily seeing certain lifts happen. So yeah, just come out and support. Once there are events, support it.
But another thing, as the people, as the country, you would want to see more on a private sector level where companies would actually want to sponsor the athletes. And so you, and that's where my part comes in, to make sure that she gets to the competition without the sweat on her brow. When I ran track professionally, that's what it was. So I wanted to give her the opportunity to have a career where she didn't have to worry about anything.
Don't worry about the business, where the food's coming from, when the Uber coming, none of that is taken care of.
Because it takes a lot. It's a, people really don't understand the stress that's put on an athlete on a daily basis. Your whole day revolves around what you have to do for your sport. So worrying about how much this costs, how much I got to pay for the the equipment, the shoes, traveling. It's a lot of money.
The supplements.
It's thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
Each time.
Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Who are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good morning to you and your guest.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask your guest those a question. Have y'all ever met a naturally strong lady, a lady that never went into the gym to work out, and she has, like, and she looks like she works at the gym, but I know she never been in no gym to work out.
You're talking about a real person?
Someone
specific?
Are you asking if we've seen? Is this someone you're asking if we've seen?
There's a naturally strong person.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Bohemian women, a lot of times, even from young kids, they have the stature
a built
someone that could either be strong in the weight room or fast on the track.
And then go find, all you got to do is find a family island woman, you know. Because they are, for many women, they are working constantly. And so they never get to get in a gym for a sort of crafted and designed workout. But they are working out every day. But you think, like, a woman who have four kids, she can't wrangle them? She got to have strength, right? She got to have core strength and stamina. I got another text here. It says, do you know if Mr. John Mills is still in the field?
That name is not familiar to me, no.
All right.
I haven't heard that before, no.
We can look into that. But I'm not familiar either.
Uncle Stanley Mitchell, sports historian. We get plenty questions to answer. I have another text that says, I know your guest. I used to see you in the gym. And the text says, when did you make the decision to sort of switch disciplines or join this discipline? Can you say, because you were sort of slim and very feminine. Now, listen to my radio audience. She's still very feminine right now. This is confused enemy. You be smiling. Looking pretty and smiling.
I have put on muscle, I have grown because I used to be very, very slim. I decided to change. I had a coach in the beginning of when I started, but he has always encouraged me because I've known him for a while. He has always encouraged me to get into powerlifting because naturally I was always strong. So about four years maybe?
Yeah, I think about three and some
change. I decided that I wanted to compete in my first competition. I won it, and that was it. I was like, all right, that's a wrap. I'm doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Producer, we're sort of at the end of the segment. It just popped into my head based on the last two sort of texts and call, right? We need a scientific study. We need to study Bahamian sort of muscle power, muscle output ratio. Because we got some, there's a word we used to use when we were younger, Andrew, that we can't use on the radio. We had some strong baby them, right? And some strong women them.
That's appropriate.
Right? But we need to test to see whether this is us, like a uniqueness amongst us on these, right? So it's it would be an African thing, but what have these islands added to us? And has that sort of produced a muscle to power ratio that's just extraordinary? It's just extraordinary. Now, this segment was brought to you by Mrs. Corinne Mitchell, right? Let me tell you why. I got two cousins. One they call Box and one they call Nose. The one they call Box is big like a box. And he tell me this story about how one day The police call my grammy and say, hey, ma'am, your son is in the road carrying on a little bad. She say, hold on, I could be right there. If you know my grammy, you know she live right opposite the police barracks. And my cousin Box tell me, my grammy pick him up like she worked for the Betty King. And throw him straight in the tub. He said, you only catch one screamer, but that's all he needed to catch sense, right? Like the strength of a baby. But he always had a fear and a respect,
yeah.
Right? And for me, the Bahamian woman, there's always, like, under the surface, the threat that she could pick you up and throw you over her knee and beat you. Mm-hmm. And you ain't gonna do nothing about it but get beaten. Mm-hmm. They say the strength of the Bahamian woman. We go into a break. Now, ladies, don't leave.
Okay.
I want you to stay. We're going to keep talking.
Okay.
After the break, though, we're going to sort of transition from the body slam mm-hmm. to the poetry slam with Andrew Gomez. Y'all listen to this song as we go to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
You spot me driving in my fresh new car one day.
Yeah, you see.
You couldn't believe that mighty God was blessing
me.
You up your friends spreading rumors, say I did. Say I done sell my soul, that's why I look this way. Boy, where you been when I was slaving 9 to 5? And where you been when I was working overtime? I didn't see you when I was making sacrifice. But now you full of talks like you know my life. You run your bad mouth in me, telling people crazy things but me while I'm winning.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Change doesn't happen in sound bites. It happens when people come together and actually talk. The Forum is that conversation where Bahamians from all walks of life work through the issues that affect us all, challenge each other, and find solutions together. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Forum with Ricardo Wells, coming this Saturday to Guardian Radio.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more and pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Oh.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Change doesn't happen in sound bites. It happens when people come together and actually talk. The Forum is that conversation where Bahamians from all walks of life work through the issues that affect us all, challenge each other, and find solutions together. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Forum with Ricardo Wells, coming this Saturday to Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Get up early and make it your best time.
My island's in the sun, 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 sun. Hey, look it up now.
And I said, what? My island's in the sun. Carnival time is here, boss, when we come to party. This junk and hoop that got me wet, so what? Be raking, scraping, winding up and misbehaving. Give me the cowbells, give me the drums.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. As we get into this segment, let me just say that all of these songs you're hearing today, I found on the Mic Check Performance YouTube channel on the playlist Rake and Scrape. Mic Check Performance Rake and Scrape playlist. The songs we played so far have all been posted to that playlist since January of this year. That song we just came in on is Lady E and Ira Store. Y'all, now y'all familiar with the song, My Island's in the Sun. Mm-hmm. But if you felt that bass just now, this is the remix, right? Lady E and Ira Store remix. And I just want to say, like, I guess thank you, because I think the Islands of the Bahamas Tourism Board participated in the making of that little video, right? And it was spectacular. So I just want to say to Lady E, like, hey, we love it, we love it, we love it. And to the Ministry of Tourism, right? So now that you see the potential of this Mic Check platform, let's find all the artists we're going to collab with, right, to bring their work to accessible to the tourism space. Mm-hmm. Keep it as Bahamian as it is, right? But use the music video to bring it to the tourism space. Once again, Mic Check Performance YouTube channel. Look for the Rake and Scrape playlist, and then you can look for a song named The Gambler Can't Go Home by Mumra. Mumra, who are you? Where you been? What you been doing with your life? The song we went to the break on is Winning by Mr. Beads. I hadn't heard from Mr. Beads in a long time, but I glad when he come back, he say, I's a mature man. I can make that old school Rake and Scrape, and we love it. Okay, also during the break, a texter sent me a listing for Mr. Mills, John Mills, and it seems his last international competition may have been in 2019 at the Tough Expo South Carolina Open. Oh, he was in the Masters. So he competed in 2010 and 2019 in the Masters. Oh, so you could be older mm-hmm. and powerlift as well.
Yeah.
So I know the Grammy. Masters,
yes.
I know Grammy was on to something.
I've seen 80 plus. Yeah, they're there lifting.
80 plus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And little kids?
Yes, mm-hmm. and little kids. Yes.
That means we have no reason to slunk, especially since, like, this soft life, this easy life, mm-hmm. right? Now, I know people are going to say, but Aaron, we've always been house Negroes. We've never known the hard life. And I want to argue with you, that ain't no true. That ain't no true. And the vast majority of us have lived beautiful lives, right? Because we never considered them hard. It just what was. Mm-hmm. And those people understood or realized, right, like, that hard work is a blessing. Because as you get older, you rely on that body you built
yes.
while you were
Correct.
Younger.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, ladies, I want you all to stick in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Join in when you feel necessary. We have to, once again, promo your next competition so people Correct. Geared up. We could get in spectator mode.
Yes.
Now we switch to the Poetry Slam. Mr. Andrew Gomez, tell us, when is the next event coming up and why the theme Home and Heritage?
So the next event is July 29th, 2026 at the Tuga Comedy Club. It's called the Black Red Poetry Slam, and the theme is Home and Heritage. The reason we chose that is because we wanted to find a theme that was, a reflection of who we are as a community. And I think when you think of the ideas of home and heritage, they properly reflect what we are and what we do. We wanted a space where people can be broad enough to talk about their home, their experiences, not just in their household, but their day-to-day lives in the Bahamas, as well as heritage regarding culture. Mm-hmm. Also connecting to their day-to-day experiences, but, you know, special events like Chonkanu, like Independence coming up, you know. We did Independence as a theme last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of vague, and everybody kind of aired around the same topic. So we mm-hmm. wanted to make it a bit more broader,
mm-hmm.
yet something that they can easily reflect and connect to mm-hmm. on a more personal level, because the audience is, you know, we have a lot of millennials, we have some Gen Z and a few Gen X and boomers in the crowd, but we wanted to have a topic that everybody could relate to in their own individual way that could add to the space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we chose Home and Heritage as a topic.
I love it. I love it, of course, for the Independence Month,
mm-hmm.
right? I think it's an important theme. And even though your event is at the end of the month, I think this gives people time to sort of experience independence this
yeah.
year with the theme in mind, right? So
Definitely.
they're thinking about ideas that they want to bring to the stage to an audience.
Mm-hmm.
So where's Tuga?
So Tuga Comedy Club is on the Cable Beach Strip. It is in the plaza, the same plaza as Palm Tree Delight, right across the road from Starbucks Cable Beach.
Hold on, when you say Palm, do you mean the burger people?
Yeah, the burger people.
You mean, because like, when I was young, my daddy used to come home, I used to wake up on a Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing I would do is check the oven. Why would I check the oven first thing on Saturday morning? Because that's where he used to hide the leftovers from the night before, right? And every once in a while, there would be a giant burger in there. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, oh, you can't eat that. It's too heavy for you to pick up. That ain't for you. They make the small burgers for you. That's when I knew I needed to get into powerlifting. right there. All the things your parents will tell you. Okay, so the Tuga Black Beard Poetry Slam isn't just an open mic night.
Nope.
It's an opportunity to perform, but it's also an opportunity to win a prize.
Right. So I just want to reiterate on that. It's not an open mic. It is a poetry slam. So it's essentially a competition where a number of poets, often 8 to 12 poets who come together and they compete. Not just for the cash prize, which is $200.
But for the honor and the glory.
For the honor and glory, to have the bragging rights. Some people come out to test out their public speaking skills because they don't have the outlet or the space to do that. But I think collectively, not just for the poets, but the audience that comes out, is for the community, it's for the feedback,
mm-hmm.
to be around other creatives and to be in a space where like-minds could come out and just share their different perspectives not just on the topic home and heritage, but if it's Valentine's and we're talking about love, heartbreak, sweet jams, anything of that nature, they could, you know, they could talk
about. You mean like sea grape jam, right? That's what y'all be talking about. Y'all be don't be talking about no rudeness. You be talking about juju jam and sweet. But you know, Julian, believe, why you write this song called Juju Man?
You know, poetry is all subjective. You know, yes, sir. Open to interpretation. So it all depends on how it's delivered, what message is being received sometimes. So
listen, I'm a parent, right? I'm a parent. The summer's begun, and it began with this tragedy, right? And I'm trying to think, okay, I don't want to shut my kids up in a house, right? Like, yes, it can be dangerous out there, right? And you've been good kids. You've performed in school. I don't want to shut you away from the nightlife, right? But I'm thinking I can, though, try and come up with some ideas of things you could do other than go to a all-you-could-drink party, other than go to a summer fed or a cooler fed or a thing like that. Is the poetry slam accessible to young adults, say 15 and up? No. So we're looking at 18 and up.
18 and up.
That's not.
If you want to bring your kids, definitely a parent or parental guardian, because it's an adult show.
Okay.
You know, so we have topics that kids may be able to relate to, but it's mainly for 18 and up.
Right. And some, like for me as an adult performer, as soon as I see kids in the room, my material changes, right? Like I'm going to accommodate them in the room, but that doesn't mean that I'm not a little bug, that I couldn't do the wilder stuff that I wanted to do, so I could appreciate that. Right. But also, I try to, my 17, who could drive, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old, I'm still looking for things for them to do.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to force you, because I can't, but I am going to ply you with as many options as possible for things you could be doing.
You know, the audience is, like I said, the audience is diverse. So, mainly you have millennials there on the, late 20s, early 30s. So a lot of people use the space as a date night. Outside of the poets and the poetry enthusiasts, they look to it as a date night or, a girl's night out. Fellas, you know, they come in there to support their brethren or they come in to see women. But they leave, if they're lucky, they leave with a number. But they leave with ideas. They leave with inspiration, I never looked at a particular topic that way, or I didn't know someone else was feeling the same way as me. So you also have early 20s, 21, 22s in the building, but they don't, they act accordingly. You know, it's a mature space, and it's a space where people get out. They talk about a lot of different things, but they always act accordingly, and that's something that I could appreciate, knowing that there's a space where you could talk about a variety of things, but at the end of the day, decency and order is still the vibe.
All right. Listen, so I just have a special message from my guy, Tommy Guns, in Abaco, right? So I have a friend that has an art gallery in Abaco. It's Lucas Keegan Art Gallery, right? They had an open house last night. Tommy Guns, take the Abaco gals to the art gallery. Right? They had guest artists Madison Albury, Dr. Kevin Bethel, and Marley Mason, along with the work of Lucas Kagan, right? And what I like most is when a poetry event is in another artistic space, right? Because then there's energy everywhere. I know the Tuga also shares, the Poetry Slam also shares the Tuga space with the Comedy Night, right? Not the same night. Right, but you share the space and that energy is there. Like it's always inspirational to artists to come out. And so now, ladies, tell us once again when your next competition is.
The next competition would be either the first week in September or the third week in September, based on which one of the regional competitions we decide.
Okay, now what are you going to base that decision on? Do you get an opportunity to purview, to see who your potential competitors will be before you make the decision?
Not until they close the registration.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just based on preference. Like, you may not want to go to a small town in Indiana, but if they have regionals in L.A. or in Vegas, then it's like, okay, this will be more of a show.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. There is. It's not a politics. It's strategy and strategic marketing of your sort of skill.
Right. And I got you. Based on my prep as well, on how I feel during training, if I feel like I'm prepared for the first week, then mm-hmm. If I feel like I need more time, then
All right. So we're going to make Exuma and Long Island the training spaces for Bahamian powerlifters, right? Exuma for lifting wild pigs and Long Island for lifting wild boars. Andrew, for potential guests and poets for this month's event, you got a word for them?
If you're coming out, come out with an open mind. It's going to be a dope show. It's going to be a lot of literary devices, a lot of everything. You know, mm-hmm. I've been doing this for 2 years now, so I don't really have a set thing to tell people. It's just like if you're able to come out with an open mind, come out to be wowed, come out to be entertained, but also come out knowing that you're gonna leave inspired and you're gonna leave like saying to yourself, I have a voice. And what am I doing with my voice? And mm-hmm. or what can I do with my voice to be impactful?
Mm-hmm. You know? I say to young people, look here, get on this poetry thing, right? But you need to be causing excitement in your house, right? When you're in your house, you can talk to your parents, like on a Friday night, talk to your parents in poetry only. Talk to your parents in poetry only. When Grammy come over, hit her with some old school, pretend like you use Shakespeare poetry, right? Just give them some excitement.
You got to read the room, though. You got to know your audience.
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
To do the style that they could relate to, mm-hmm. and your message could be received well.
Mm-hmm. Look, you stuck in the house with Grammy Entertainer. But when we were young, we used to watch music videos and then perform them, right? For the family. Mm. There were all kinds of little things we were doing.
We all had the same life. Growing up.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Human heritage.
We used to record the songs. We used to put a little piece of tissue in the cassette tape so you could record over it. And we used to record the songs from the radio. Watch me pick this woman up and throw outside my studio, though. And we used to push the paper in the thing, record over the cassette, and then listen to the song over and over again to get the lyrics, to learn it. And then we used to make up dance. Mm-hmm. I want to say good morning to my good cousins, Rhonda and Gia, who provided us with all the entertainment ideas. Mm-hmm. And to Rhonda's husband, Arthur Seymour, like the original recorder video with my poetry, but like the original new school Bahamian ghetto poet. Always entertainment, right? Like always, we always had fun. And then on another sort of softer note, I want to say condolences to the family of Shannon Sands, who's passed away. And was also an integral part of our family, of Una Bailey, Rhonda, and Gia's family. We say condolences to the family. Producer, I'd say, caller, I'm sorry, I don't have enough time to take your call, but it's text here. We can end it with, hello. First off, I'd like to thank Cache and Shan for encouraging positive body image, promoting discipline through health and fitness balance, and encouraging women to stay fit and healthy the right way. You can't just keep throwing by them in the big boy washing like me. Question, when is Bahamas Beach Fitness going to have another pop-up? They say this is smells, by the way. You have to use smelling salts after you pick you up and throw you on the ground.
Very, very, very soon.
Very soon.
Very,
smells.
Very, very soon.
Stay tuned to the page. Stay tuned to the socials. We'll have something coming soon.
All right, to this text, I'm going to take your number and give you a call after the show. I don't know what song this is, producer. I wanted to end the show with the song by Johnny Cake, The Flicking Road, because that's how y'all make me feel, y'all feel every time y'all get on it. But
I like
letting,
this song too.
This is nice, eh? This is encore. This is encore by Bloody and Gino D. This sweet.
It's not bad, it's good, yeah.
No, the little hook, the thing that can get us.
Yeah.
Listen. That's what I can say after I pick you up and throw you in the bush. Whoa, 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 whoa. Y'all have a great day, Bahamas. And happy independence, United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.